Hi, this is Ainsley Lister, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
It's a gentle way to start, but occasionally a show could start with something slower, and this is one of those occasions. There's a gentleman I was with last Saturday night, Ainsley Lister, who was headlining at the Upton Blues Festival to an absolutely packed street crowd and the most amazing set. About a third of which, I would say, is coming from his brand new album, which went down so well. And I'm so pleased to say that we'll be getting the first crack of that. He'll be getting the exclusive from the album in about a couple of weeks' time. But a fabulous set and a man well worth seeing live at a most amazing festival in the streets of the lovely town of Upton-on-Severn. One of the there are sort of two stages and lots of pubs. Actually, I haven't said who I am, have I? Hello, it's The Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. Back in the studio this week, away from the van and the fields and things. And one of the things about the festival at Upton, quite a few stages, quite a few pubs, and lots of bands that I saw over the course of the weekend. And probably the track I heard the most, in other words, a track most covered by so many people, is this one. And I'm going to play a very different version of it again from an album which came out about 6 months ago, the Songs of Blind Willie Johnson. This is the voice of Tom Waits and John the Revelator.
Tell me, who is that riding? John the Revelator. Are there who is that riding? John the Revelator. Are there who is that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of all the seven seals. Are there who is that riding? John the Revelator. I said, who is that riding? John the Revelator. I said, who is that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of on the silver sail. Go on down in the cool of the day, call Adonai's name. But he refused your answer, cause he was naked and ashamed. Cause the hood is a run, John the Revelator. Cause the hood is a run, John the Revelator. Cause the hood is a run, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. You know, Christ and 12 apostles and three their way. You should watch with me when I'm till I call your prayers. I say, who is that right? John the Revelator. I say, who is that right? John the Revelator. I say, who is that right? John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals. Christ came down on Easter morning. Mary and Martha was there, see. Go to my disciples to meet me again. I said, who is the Reverend John the Revelator? I said, who is the Reverend John the Revelator? Who is the Reverend John the Revelator? Wrote the book. Seven seals. I said, who is the dragon? And John the Revelator. I said, who is the dragon? John the Revelator. I said, who is the dragon? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
A song about 100 years old, performed there by Tom Waits from the album Please Don't Ever Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson and John the Revelator. And the most heard song last weekend, I think, by so many of the bands. The one most like that was Leighton Richard Phoenix, LR Phoenix. His encore was a cappella version of that. Absolutely amazing. He put his guitar down and just stood up and did a 3-minute version of that. But so many other bands did it in both big band format and acoustic format and so on. Okay, enough of the festival. We'll go back to the festival a little bit later on. I'm getting old, I know. Here's somebody who is the son of somebody I knew way back in the day when he was in a ska and reggae band and promoter, and it's Cy Cranston, and he's, as I say, his father was in the business. I'm not quite sure whether his father's still alive or not. I've only met him a few times back in the early 70s. Now, Cy Cranston is in his 40s, I guess, and he's been in a reggae and a ska band, but now he's kind of doing... well, kind of rock and roll meets blues meets Jerry Lee Lewis, almost. Try this one. Cy Cranston, his new single, which is going to be coming off a forthcoming album, and it's called Old School.
She looks $1 million and the girl ain't even famous. People take a picture, but she's never in the papers. Lord, walks just like a model, but she never seen a catwalk. She's off the meter and there's no one sweeter. Every time I see her, I just wanna keep her. Cause she's old school, rock and rollin'.
wonderful Shades of Little Richard meets somebody else or other. Cy Cranston, the son of Bill Cranston, the promoter and reggae guy from the 1960s and 70s. And that's a track, I think, from an album which is going to be released on Roof Records before too long. And Old School, wonderful stuff indeed. If that's one kind of blues, here's another. An old friend of the programme, Mark Harrison, has a brand new album coming out, released officially this weekend. I think the launch party is this weekend. Here is a track from it called Josephina Johnson.
Josephina Johnson, walking down the crowded street. Knows just where she's going. I got someone she has to meet. They told her she was nothing. They said just do what you are told. Josephina wasn't fixing to be bought and sold. Josephina Johnson, don't give it away for free. Everything she's got, she'll charge it as a luxury. Stop with nothing, cunning's what you have to be. She wasn't gonna sit there mainline in misery.
Street headed for Maine, trying to find cocaine, cocaine all around my brain. Going uptown, won't be back. Baby's got something I sure do lack. Cocaine all around my brain. Come here, baby, come here quick. This cocaine has got me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. Cocaine's for horses, not for men. Doctor said it'd kill me, but it didn't say when. The cocaine all around my brain. not so long ago, you could buy it at the corner drugstore. Cocaine all around my brain. Got home last night about 10:30. Tried to turn the key, but I couldn't get in. Cocaine all around my brain. Found myself by the side of the road. Spent all the money I had for room and board. Cocaine all around my brain. I'm telling everybody to be like me. Drink that good corn liquor, let that cocaine be. Cocaine all around my brain.
Two tracks, perfectly side by side. First of all, you heard from his brand new album, as I say, about to be released, which is called Turpentine and Mark Harrison. And then a track which I've lost the page here. It's terrible when the screen goes and the mouse seems to give up. A track called Josephina Johnson. And then secondly, going back, many, many years, about 5 years ago, I guess, to the album Blues, Ballads and Work Songs. And of course, the recognisable voice of Eric Bibb and his take on Cocaine Blues. Let's go to now an album which came out towards the end of last year, and we started playing in some depth the beginning of this year. The tribute to Muddy Waters 100, which it should have come out in 2014, I think it's thereabouts, but it took a couple of years to get together. It was John Primer really who organised it all. A great album, a mixer of different people who came in to guest on the sets, and here is a lovely track from it called Why Don't You Live So God Can Use You.
Why don't you live so God can use you any will or any time? Why don't you live so God can use you any will or any time? Why don't you think so God can use you any will or any time? Why don't you think so? Can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime. Why don't you moan so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime. Why don't you moan so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime. You moan so God can use you any will or any time. Why don't you moan so God can use you any will or any time? Why don't you sing so God can use you any will or any time? Why don't you sing so God can use you any will or any time?
Why don't you live so God can use you any will or any time?
lovely gospel-y feel. Why don't your lips so that God can use you? I won't put an answer in there at all. Comes from an absolute, fabulously double album set, which don't buy it on download, but actually buy the physical CD because it's so well packaged with pages and pages of information about Muddy Waters and some great photographs. The album is called Muddy Waters 100, and that came out towards the end of last year. Okay, one of the things about travelling and doing festivals is people tend to assume that its radio stations are, like, full of kit, like photographs of they used to be, you know, surrounded by lots of machines. But of course, these days, with computers being as clever as they are, my mobile studio is about the size of a VHS cassette, basically. That's the mixer, and then there's a microphone, of course, and then the computer. The studio last weekend when I was working on the there was a radio station just for the festival called LR Blues FM 87.7. It reached right across the whole valley and played some fine music and some very good DJs too. And the studio there was the back of a caravan with some pretty... I don't want to upset Mark, the owner, but some pretty ropey bits of kit put together, really. But nevertheless, the sound was rather good. And it's amazing what you can do with technology these days without very too much kit. I don't know why I sort of mentioned that at this particular point, certainly because the next album is lots and lots of kit. Mike Vernon, who came out of retirement and has produced Lawrence Jones's new album, is proving to be more and more active. Not only did he put the band album together that he made, but also he's got his hand behind this one too. It's a brand new album from Sari Shure. The album is called A Force of Nature, and here she is with a lovely track called Kiss Me.
Why don't you kiss me?
making her debut on The Raven and the Blues, a lady who is causing quite a stir. Her name is Sari Shaw, and the album is about to be released, called A Force of Nature. And there you heard a track called Kiss Me, produced by the amazing Mike Vernon, who still lives in Malaga in the hills of the southern coast of Spain on the Costa del Sol. And he may even be listening to this right now. And there's a possibility that Sari will be guesting on the show, at least having a conversation on the show about her new album. Okay, well, one of the people, I met loads of people at the weekend, some people I knew of through Facebook but never actually met, people like the Duries, Ali and Brian, and Trevor Ludlow, who I last met, I forget, at a festival somewhere else, and loads of others too, met up with, sometimes for the first time. But one person we were discussing music of the various types, and they said, I do love it when you play Tony Joe White on your show. And it reminded me he has a new album out called Rain Crow. Here is the title track.
By your side, he is lonesome cry.
Okay, his voice is not as strong as it was. He is of an age, as am I. Tony Joe White, when he came to the boat years, I know I'm name dropping, but when he did a session on the boat about 9 years ago, I guess now, we were talking about songs he'd written, and I mentioned Rainy Night in Georgia, and he just grinned and said, "That is my pension fund, Dave. Every time that gets played on a radio station or somebody plays it on stage anywhere in the world, that's my pension fund." Tony Joe White, Rain Crow is the album just been released. Let's go to something which has been more than 70 years ago now. I played Buddy Johnson about 4 weeks ago, and a couple of emails came in saying we should play more of that. You know, it's all very well hearing all the new stuff, but how about going back occasionally to some of the old blues, which is true. And again, a Buddy Johnson request. So off the same album, which came out back in the very early 1940s, Walk'em, we've got Buddy Johnson. And I'm going to segue together that with something which is brand new from an amazing guitarist and a good-looking lady from Serbia, from Belgrade. Her name is Ana Popovic, and you'll see how 70 years will be linked together in the twink of an eye.
By the lonesome road, it's about time you're quitting. Life's old tiresome load, You're so sad and lonely, got no family, just an old man from some old country. You inside, no cheering, ain't none by your side. You left all your women, ain't you satisfied? Now the age is creeping across your cold gray brow. Ain't no use of weeping, too late now. Hey, through the years you wasted, I wait patiently. All the joys you've tasted, not a word from me. Now don't just sit there cling to a memory. All the love left in some old country. 'Cause don't nobody needs no old man. 'Cause nobody calls his name. Nobody even whispers a word of doubt or shame. Don't just sit there clinging to a memory. All the love left in some old country. 'Cause don't nobody needs no woman. Nobody calls his name. Nobody even whispers a word of doggone shame. Now the age is creeping, 'cause your cold gray brow, ain't no use of weeping, too late now, too late now, too late now. Be up and moving, never,
Seventy-5 years apart. Good stuff. First of all, 1941. Buddy Johnson and his orchestra, featuring his sister Ella Johnson on vocals and a track called Please Mr. Johnson. And secondly, from this year, just been released, Anna Popovich. I know, the rock goddess, the rock blues goddess. And she has a trilogy out, of which I've been sent volumes 2 and volumes 3. Volume 2 is very much rock blues, like you're familiar with. Volume 3 is the jazz-based one, which that came from. And volume 1... I have no idea. It wasn't sent to me, and I haven't been able to find a copy of it. So I'm not quite sure what she's doing on Volume 1. I think Ashwin Smythe of Digital Blues has got a digital copy or a CD copy, but no, I haven't. Anniversaries. 45 years ago, Alligator Records' Bruce Iglauer had an idea to form a record label, and he started the record label off back 45 years ago. Commemorated this year with a two CD set called, not unsurprisingly, Alligator Records 45th Anniversary Collection, of which he said to me he chose all the tracks personally, not to represent the biggest names he's had, but the bands who are reflecting the way that Alligator Records is right now in the 21st century. Here's Anders Osborne with Let It Go. Just right, let it go, man.
streets, haunted by the sound of your own heartbeat. Lips are cracked and your eyes are so stoned. Ash gray skin hangs off of your bones. Let it go, man. Let it go.
Originally came out, I guess, about 3 years ago now on his album for Alligator Records, Anders Osborne, taken there from the compilation, which came out this year, and definitely well worth getting hold of. And again, another album you should buy, the CD, the virtual album, the real album rather than the virtual one, because it's so well packaged. It has all the histories of the bands and the history of the record label too, and how Bruce Iglauer started it some 45 years ago. Let It Go is the title of that particular track. Somebody who's just gone back to the States is at the end of her first UK tour, which is been kind of successful. It's so sad, and there was a pledge at the festival this last weekend at Upton, and trying to get people will turn up to festivals and look at hundreds of bands on many, many stages, and often pay huge amounts of money. Not that Upton was a free festival, but people will spend tons of money, but then not go out and spend £5 or £7 or £10 on a band working live quite close to them. And there was a stand at Upton's trying to convince people to go out and see more live music, which is important, because otherwise the band bands, if they can't work and gig and sell CDs over the stage on the merch stand, they can't make a living. And Dudley Ross, fine guitarist here in the UK, put together the tour for Lisa Mann. Lisa is a fine vocalist and bass guitarist, and also Steve Watts on keys as well. And it was a really cooking band. But some nights they filled out, other nights 61 people turned up. And it's hard to make a living, especially when you're flying from the States to do that. But anyway, at the end of it, it was, I think, a success enough to bring Lisa back next time, in about 6 months' time, I believe. Her name is Lisa Mann. The album is Hard Times and Bad Decisions, just been released. And here she is with I Don't Hurt Anymore.
I don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops have dried. No more walking the floor.
Lisa Mann on vocals and bass guitar, and the track of her new album, Hard Times, Bad Decisions, and I Don't Hurt Anymore. Let's go one more mention of the festival last weekend. One of the bands on the Saturday, on the Riverside, not the Riverside, the Sportsfield stage, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band out of the States. They took the prize of the weekend for the best merchandising because they set up an hour or so before they even went on stage, at least, and they were setting up their merch stand when Red Butler were on stage. It's amazing. And they didn't just have CDs, they had hats, they had T-shirts, they had sweatshirts. It was like a little boutique by the side of the stage. Awards for that. Here they are from their album from last year, So Delicious. And Hell Nah.
Traffic jam and a can of spam. Think things will be better in Birmingham. Hell nah. Hell nah, hell nah. Lost my my phone, no fault of mine. I can't make a call with a roll of dimes. Hell no. Hell no, hell no. Hell no, I'm telling y'all. We're going so good till we hit a wall. Hell no. All peel, Lincolns are slim in Bakersfield. Hell no, hell no, hell no. Phones are smart, the people are dumb. From the CEO to the corner bum. Hell no, hell no, hell no. Hell no, I'm telling ya, it's going so good till we hit the wall. Hell no.
The album is called Gypsy Blues, and you can see why. Shades of Django Reinhardt and all kinds of other gypsy influences in there too. It's just been released. It comes from the band called Blue Moon Marquee, and there you heard a track called Drifting Blues. And before that, from the States, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, the album from last year, So Delicious, and Hell Nah, who I saw working at Upton last weekend. Let's close with somebody else I saw working at Upton last weekend, and I saw him the weekend before in Dereham, a festival favourite half-deaf clutch. Before I go and play him, a reminder reminder that the email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk, and the website, just the same really, ravenblues.co.uk, a chance to do all kinds of things. And if you're listening on a new network, iHeartRadio, thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time. In fact, wherever you're listening, thanks for giving me an hour of your valuable time. I each week sort of keep a track of all the UK DJs, and there are now over 50 of us doing 200 hours a week of radio. That's an awful lot of hours. That's more than there are hours in the week. And therefore, it's impossible for anybody, no matter how big a blues fan, to be able to listen to everybody all the time. And that's just the UK, never mind the rest of the world. And so therefore, the fact you've given me an hour of your time makes me feel humble, and I'm very honoured. Thank you so much. Okay, let's close. Half Deaf Clatch, Andrew McClatchy, in other words, from the album which came out at the end of last year, The Life and Death of AJ Rail. Here he is with a track which kind of sums it all up. It's called The End. It is. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, in a studio houseboat on the banks of the Thames. Bye-bye.